Hey guys, it's T. The WNBA draft's going on tonight, and Caitlin Clark has been drafted number one. In other news that nobody cares about, oh, wait a minute, yeah, they probably do. We got Israel been attacked by Iran. Can you believe that mess? We've got everything else going on in the world. We're going to talk a little bit about things we liked in our youth that we can't stand anymore. It's the things we used to do as kids but don't like it anymore. But first and foremost, Father Fortenberry, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. Father Fortenberry here, live from the patio, Fortenberry LFPT on X. What else am I on? Hell, you can find me on OnlyDrams. Check out OnlyDrams.
Yeah, they got. They were talking about how they got Marty and I, but they didn't get your OnlyDrams.
Yeah,
what's
your OnlyDrams? I've already got hooked up with a Gander Mountain.
Yeah.
Not Gander Mountain.
Gandy Road.
Gandy Road.
Yeah.
Well, so, look, find us on OnlyDrams. That's actually a pretty cool site. So, check us out.
You can figure out how many bottles we have. Mm-hmm. And then there's Gary. Gary came in hot tonight. He was hot. Oh, what's that?
Bush.
I think that's zero. Copyrighted.
Coke.
Zero.
Coke.
Coke Zero.
Zero.
And yeah. What might be you blending with the Coke Zero tonight, Gary?
Give me a little shot of that.
Reptar gave us a little.
Hand me one of his that reminder of that Coke.
Oh, no, I'm not done with it. Here, you can have the remainder of that.
I haven't mixed a drink in so long.
Are you blending? What are you blending?
I am
Reptar oil
has brought us some Weller Special Reserve. Just classic.
Classic Weeder.
Yes, classic Weeder.
Marty Marr. What's happening with you, player?
What's up, y'all? Barbie Nerd, life in the patio. We just here sipping on some stuff tonight. We got a good show for y'all.
We're sipping on some scissor.
Sip.
That's tasty.
On some sip.
That's tasty.
Which is Coke Zero or the Coke Zero? No, Coke Zero with the Sazerac rye.
Yeah, I got
Father Fortenberry is drinking the Sazerac rye here.
Sazerac. Yeah. Look, I said this in the one when I got here. Dollar for dollar, this may be one of my favorite buys. $27 for this bottle, Gary. That's hard to beat, man.
That's
hard to beat.
It's not bad.
Just don't like
it. Now, granted, normally you find it for $35. It's not like it's a big difference, but.
Yeah, $10,
$10. Yeah.
$10. You know what you can do with $10?
I say $20, $20.
You can hit up that dollar menu and pay $3.50 for something on the dollar menu.
It's not a dollar menu.
Not anymore.
No, it's like a $2 menu.
It's like a $10 menu.
It's not even called a dollar menu. They call it a value menu.
Yeah.
And it's not much of a value.
I remember we was up in wiffle ball. Betting hot spices for home runs.
Oh, we love hot spices.
Yeah, hot spices.
Those are like $1. Are those like $2.99 now?
When's the last time you had
probably
a hot spicy?
I had a hot and spicy probably like a month ago.
Was it still hot and spicy?
Did you notice it's a little more spicy than?
Yeah.
It's a little spicier.
Oh.
So what do you like on your hot spicy? Do you put the slice of cheese on it? Some people put cheese on it.
Yeah. Chicken sandwich.
I put ketchup on mine.
Okay. Yeah, I know how there's these ketchup. Things that I've never really eaten. I've never had a hot spice.
What? Gosh damn.
Cheese only.
Cheese.
Terry. Or cheese and mayonnaise.
Now, what do you eat? A man of your girth.
Most anything that's not vegetable related. But
okay. Chicken's not vegetable.
Yes.
That's the vegetable of the sea, Marty. Chicken. No, wait a minute. That would be tuna. Vegetable of the sea. No, wait a minute. Tuna's chicken of the sea. Then so that would mean chicken may be the vegetable of the barnyard.
Here we are on his 47th year on this planet.
49.
49? Are you that close?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Knocking on.
40, knocking on 50.
49th year of rotating around this sun.
Yep. I don't think I've ever had a hot spicy.
Had a
and until 2 years ago, I never had a Mexican pizza.
How many eclipses have you seen?
One.
You've all seen one?
Well, I've seen a totality, one. But
did y'all see the video that surfaced in Mexico?
No.
Mm-mm. It was they were having everybody send in their home videos of them watching the eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And some famous Mexican character had a video that was posted. Well, they didn't run a check on it. They just posted it. And you see the sun, and all you see is a pair of balls drop right in front of the camera. And it was live on the news.
Nice.
It's probably El Chapo.
It probably was El Chapo.
It was El Hungo is what it was.
Yeah, the El Dropo.
Look, and they cut the screen, and the anchors are just dead silent. Which is good because I had no clue what they were saying anyway. But they were just stunned. This is
that sounds like something you would have done.
Oh, I wish I'd thought of it.
Yeah, I bet you do. So let's play a game. What other fast food things would have Big T? Big T, maybe not tried. I did try the Cantina chicken tacos today. They're pretty good.
Oh, they're okay.
Have you had the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Oh yeah, that that beats Chick-fil-A by miles.
It don't beat the hot spicy.
It don't beat Chick-fil-A's service though.
That is true.
Matter of fact,
we boycotted now the West Memphis Popeyes due to poor service on a Popeyes.
Well, okay, what's another common fast food that have you had a Whopper?
Oh, I like Whoppers.
Yeah. Our Whopper's good.
Whopper's delicious.
I tell you what else I like, and I had Ginger try that. She's like, this is terrible. It was the old school, look like more like a sub sandwich, chicken sandwich from Burger King. See, mm-hmm. I always like
oh,
those.
Yeah, the long one?
The classic chicken sandwich.
Yeah, the classic chicken sandwich.
Yeah, those are good.
Ginger never tried one.
Oh, it's
and I'm like,
better.
You should get that. And
it's
she's
mo
like,
better.
This is terrible. I said, that's never been as good as I remember
it
being.
It is terrible, but it's delicious.
It's the cheaper chicken patty.
Cheese and mayonnaise.
Oh, there's nothing cheap about
it's
it.
It's like the hot dog of chicken patties.
It's like a chicken nugget sandwich.
That's
but it's
exactly
good.
What it
it's
is.
Good though. It is.
You know what I don't like is the McRib.
What?
I figured
what?
You would be a McRib king.
How dare you?
Let me say this.
You don't like
eat
pressed
it,
rib meat?
No, I eat it, but like I got to eat it on the toilet. I got to be ready.
So a crystal. So it's kind of like a crystal.
I left church Sunday.
Got crystals.
Got a McRib.
I got a sack full of them gut bombs.
Mm.
Oh, so good.
How long did they last?
Not long at all. Not long at all.
They should set timers, you know. I wonder if it's proportional of how many crystals you have. Does it like
they need one that says a warning, may cleanse your colon.
Yeah, like it skyrockets.
Yeah, you know
five.
I gotta have a colonoscopy before long.
Just
and
go
so
get gut bombs,
I'll get
dude.
Some, I'll go to crystals then.
And they made them. Of course, it took like 30 minutes, but they were so fresh.
Oh,
and so clean.
And I had to throw in there too the chili pups.
Oh, I love chili cheese pups. Mm. I do. That's an underrated thing at crystals. I love those.
Have you had the chili pup?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh.
What is it like? A little weenie?
It's a little weenie.
It's a little short weenie.
Look, it's perfectly normal.
So,
it's perfectly
Father
acceptable.
Thornberry would convince us it's a foot long.
It's acceptable.
He says,
yes,
go to Crystals and get you a foot long.
But it's the size is not the issue.
Hold on. Do you like, this is a good one. Would you rather have the chili cheese coney from Sonic? Or the chili cheese pup.
Chili cheese pup. Hands
I'd rather go to Sonic.
I've never had
the
pup.
I was about to say the same thing.
Okay.
So I got a chili cheese coney one time, and it was clearly microwaved, and I've never forgiven them.
I don't even think they have a microwave.
Well, this one was microwaved.
How do you know it's microwave? It was like the bread chewy.
You can tell.
Was it microwave chili?
No. The hot dog. You could tell. You know when you microwave a hot dog
for
too long,
it crack on the ends.
It is kind of chewy and stuff.
Maybe
they
grilled it. You know who used to have a really good hot dog was Lenny's. Lenny's had a fantastic.
They still do.
Dog. I don't have it anymore.
I didn't know that.
You remember Central Park?
No.
Or Central Park.
Central Park was
from France. Central Park in West Memphis.
Yep. Yep. They used to have some good food. Mm. It's been a long.
But
time.
I would take the chili cheese pup. I take the corn pup over pronto pup.
I don't know. A good pronto pup, man.
Ooh, what about them 50-cent corn dogs from Sonic?
Oh, this is way better than Sonic. The corn pup has the same batter that pronto pup has. I can stick it all in my mouth at once.
So it's like corn dog, chili cheese.
That's why your wife
likes. So they take
a
corn dog and put chili on it at Crystals?
No. There's two separate things.
No. Oh, okay. It's a little hot dog.
But you give me a great idea.
Yeah, I thought. I'm on.
That's a different type of bread, though.
With chili.
That's a different type of bread, though. That's a sweet cornbread.
No,
cornbread
and chili go together, dude.
Absolutely.
I don't put cornbread in my chili.
Cornbread or crackers?
I like crackers. I'm not a big Fritos guy.
I love crackers.
I'm sure you do, Jake.
Cornbread could go with I eat cornbread with chili.
Do you like just regular cornbread or sweet cornbread?
I like both.
I'm a sweet cornbread. I don't like
it. It depends on what I mean. If I mean the soul food, I want some good old school non-sweet cornbread.
No, I want sweet cornbread. Put some sugar in it, baby.
You like Jiffy.
I like the Jiffy. Oh, yeah.
Jiffy's good.
Now, I like Jiffy if I'm got like soups and chili and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
If you even know, some of our viewers may not even know what cornbread is or ever had good cornbread. So if you leave in the comments, how you feel about cornbread, or how about fast food? Name something maybe obscure we have or haven't tried specifically.
So when I crossed into the Carolinas working, they don't have hot and spicies. They have a McChicken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I pulled up. I didn't look at the menu. I pulled up. So let me get a
hot spicy.
Yes, let me get two or three hot spices. Probably said three. Let me get some hot spicy.
Probably said let me get four of them.
And a large Diet Coke. And the dude said, man, what's a hot spicy? And I told him, he said, ooh, that sounds good.
I love how you cut the calories with the Diet Coke.
Well, you know you got to cut them where you can.
No, what I usually do, I say I'm going to order three, and I'm going to take one for lunch tomorrow. I'll eat them all tonight.
So do. It's sitting there looking at you.
I may or may not have partook in the same
I started diet daily. Every day.
Next day. Diet's the next day.
Always. It's like free beers tomorrow.
WNBA draft is live as we record this episode, and to nobody's surprise, Caitlin Clark goes number one to the Indiana Fever.
Fever.
What will she make?
Less than me, probably.
I'm sure she gets some signing bonus.
For real?
I think so.
Oh, they don't pay much.
No, yeah. They pay like $100,000 for like
for rookies. That ain't less than
me.
Yeah, she got me then.
Yeah, she.
I think it was like $70,000.
But didn't? Oh, Ice Cube offer like $5 million to go to like Big Three,
and she could do that and still be in.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though: if you're her, you have the potential to be the icon of the WNBA if it ever really starts going. That's a big if.
Yeah.
No, it's more than a big if.
I don't know if there's enough.
It's not.
I think it would start going. Obviously, if more women watched it.
Yeah, watch your own sport.
And
quit watching ours.
Yeah. But if they also lowered the goals. Dunks, man.
Lower the goals.
Lower the goals.
Kerry, that's the most profound thing I may have ever heard.
Yeah, I've heard several the women get offended by it.
It's not youth basketball.
Hold on. Do they not use a smaller ball than
Yes, they use smaller balls.
So why can't they have a smaller goal?
You put them jokers on an 8-foot goal where they're
watching. 9 foot's probably plenty.
Because I think it'd be more exciting. I would love to see some girl dunk on another girl. Like, oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Because, they'd be real rude to each other.
Oh, they sure would.
Oh, they'd be.
It would change the game. It really would.
They'd be like doing booty flies.
And she'd be like, boom, skank.
I guarantee you, if they dropped the goal to 9 foot.
I think 9 foot
would I think a lot of girls could.
And dunking is what gets people off their feet. Look,
it does.
Yes, WNBA, if you're listening, Gary's got a great idea. Fortenberry tried to steal it from him and tell him other people had that idea. But no,
I think a lot of the NBA players also had that idea, too.
I'll tell you this.
The NBA players have been telling that for years, and they get pissed off about it.
They get mad.
Probably this college season of girls stuff has the most prolific set of girls to enter the WNBA in a long time. And you know their names and stuff. That Van Leth girl.
There's four NBA there's four female players that I can name. There ain't four I can name in the previous
Brittany existence.
Griner. Well, because she got arrested.
Sue Bird.
Sherry Miller.
I have no idea.
Cheryl retired Miller. A long time
ago. Cheryl Swoops.
People say she's better than Reggie,
a long
though.
Time ago.
All the ones I know is good. The Bird Girl, the Swoops Girl, and the Grinder.
I know Diana Taurasi.
That sounds like a movie I saw. Diana Taurasi was good.
She was out of UConn. I know. She was like the Caitlin Clark.
She was.
But hey, so let's go back to when Bird and Magic entered the NBA. NBA was not.
If you watched the Lakers, the primetime show, it was on HBO. They cut it off way too soon, but it was really good. And yes, it portrayed the NBA was about to go belly up.
Oh, it was struggling.
Bird and Magic
what puts butts in the seats? Rivalries. And look.
Meaningful contests, competition.
Yeah, but rivalries, because look, let's be honest.
People like to watch dominant people.
They've played this into a black versus white thing, which, you know what? If that puts butts in the seat and sells your product to get it started, so what?
I think they'll have the beginning of the season be great for them, but I think it's going to have a fast downturn.
If
they just don't put out the product people want
to
see.
So I don't know how the schedule's set up, but if they set the schedules up to where them two play each other pretty regularly, they could make money on it.
And it's not a women's thing. It's a product thing. It's not a – because I personally rather watch women's softball than men's baseball.
Yeah,
men's softball, men's MLB or anything.
Softball stands on its own. Hell, I sit the house that day and watch gymnastics.
I –
Just WNBA is
boring. I love watching Olympic gymnastics.
Awesome. I do too. Olympic gymnastics.
That's
I love to watch that. Yeah, the WNBA is just not as fun. College was pretty fun to watch at times.
Yeah.
You had these top players. Father Fortenberry, I understand you got a story you want to share from this past weekend.
Oh yeah. Well, it's not much of a story. Just
he told us he had a good story.
Just a little mistake on my part. So we go to Hot Springs for cheer. Just a little bit cheering. And
Yay. Mildred
is cheering. Oh, Mildred Ann, what do you call her?
Huh?
Matilda Jane. So anyway, I leave Pine Bluff and we're in Hot Springs, so I take the back road to get to Hot Springs and I beat everybody there by hours. I get there by like 3:15.
A lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, there. A lot of time on my hands. So I had the remainder of that Broken Barrel bottle, so I sit down, start drinking on that. So I'm gonna go. I go.
All of your best stories end up with you drinking.
So I'm there. I was like, you know what? I got time to kill. I'm gonna jump in the shower. Jumped in the shower. I had fire caulk all over me because I've been messing with fire dampers. So I'm sitting there. I scrub my body up and get all that, and I walk out of the shower. I was like, I just walk out of the bathroom and start drying off. Well, I have to turn and realize that the curtains are wide open. And this is one of those that it's a courtyard, so there's
so the
you were at the courtyard Marriott.
That was the embassy.
Oh, the embassy.
Oh, I love the embassy.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there
just dangling.
A damn maid comes by and looks at me. I'm like, so yeah, that's my story.
So when she looked, did you cover or did you kind of shake?
I jumped back in the bathroom.
Did you shake a little bit? Oh, you didn't shimmy for?
I look like Peter Griffin when he's naked. The belly hangs over everything.
Your type of guy be shimmying and shaking, I would expect.
She didn't say a word, did she?
Yeah.
You went trying to go talk to her.
She said,
housekeeping.
You want
a fluff pillow?
Let's do some headlines real quick. There's about only two or three I want to hit on. Memphis police officer killed this past weekend. The only reason I bring this up because his killer was arrested the week before and let out with no
bond.
Was
it the week before?
The week before, let out on gun charges. On gun charges, driving a stolen vehicle. This seems to be a normal story, dude. We got to do better, Memphis. Then they tried to burn down a Walmart. Yesterday, did you see that? Did $2 million worth of damage. And, of course, a Walmart in over off Raleigh in the middle of one of the poor parts of the neighborhood. Mm. Man, come on, Memphis. Go ahead.
So if you're this guy's family, do you sue the hell out of everything in Memphis? Look, I would sue Memphis, Egypt. I would sue everything related to Memphis.
I mean, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Going to happen. Then the media won't really tell the true story what happened here. I don't know why we got to be against law and order.
It wasn't a one-time offender type of guy. He was a repeat offender.
Yeah, he's a repeat offender.
I believe, I don't want to be incorrect, but I believe I heard he had violent criminal past as well.
Yes, he got caught with an illegal firearm.
Yeah.
A stolen car. We don't want to put a undue burden on them by giving them a bond.
So where is the money coming from now when they are,
they waive
the bonds.
They waive.
But when they have to pay their bond, where is that money going to?
They don't. There's no bond.
So Memphis ain't getting that money no more.
Nope.
No,
it's gone.
Gone.
So how are they replacing that income?
People like us.
The people that go eat dinner there and they charge that extra 20% automatically.
Let me get arrested.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
See if they don't bond me.
You don't even want to know. I bought Zaner some wings the other day from Wing Guru. You don't even know how much those things cost. They were good, though. I love Wing Guru.
How many were they? 10?
10 whole wings.
$14.
I was going to say 18.
Not whole wings.
Whole wings. $18.
19.
Uh-uh. 10 whole wings. You're close. $26.99 for 10 whole wings.
Well, now that's the boy. No,
that's your fault.
Piece.
That's 20 wings.
I mean, he wanted some wings. I mean, I got five wings. It was like $15.99. I was like, ooh.
$3 a wing? Whoa.
But they're good wings, man. They're the best wings.
Another big story, another repeat offender. Iran sends a whole bunch of crap at Israel, and Israel just says, here comes the mosquitoes. Let's swat them down.
Well, the U.S. and Great Britain had ships stationed, too.
Do you think this attack was posturing?
Oh, absolutely.
Because nothing, they didn't hit anything, did they?
And,
no. And
there was no casualties.
Hours for it to get there. And I heard today that other Arab nations actually helped in the intercept of these. That's the first time Israel has received any help from, it was Jordan, UAE, and Saudi Arabia from any other Arab nations.
That's how you know Jordan's a goat, though. LeBron would have never helped.
That's true.
That's right.
That's great. That's good a good.
Right. I can't take credit for it.
That's a good dad joke, Jamie.
Oh man,
I did post it though on TikTok.
But yeah, it was just posturing. I think it was all about because something happened with the embassy, Iranian embassy, and this was a response to that, wasn't it?
Really? I'm uninformed.
Israel shot down or blew up one of the Houthis.
Yeah,
and there was a Iranian general in it, and
So I think Iran responded in this manner.
Was that one of those big walking creatures, the Houthi?
The Houthi, I think so.
I thought he said Hoopty.
From
you gotta watch out for them Houthis.
My Houthi rolling.
The Houthi. the story I led in with, though, things we liked in our youth that we can't stand anymore.
Playing outside.
That was easy.
Yeah,
that covers like everything.
That does cover everything.
Look, the older I get, the more I realize what my parents like, sit on a recliner and stuff. I don't know.
That's a good one. Shoot, that's a good one. What's something else you liked and you can't stand anymore?
Oh, that's a hard one. I mean, I like a lot of things.
Is there anything you don't like, Gary? What do you not like, Gary Poppins?
I don't like negative people. I'll be
you positive. Try not to sound.
I try not to.
Surround. Why'd you look at Marty when you said that?
I don't know, because I feel like I haven't talked to Marty in a while. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. He's very positive, by the way.
Very positive.
Yes, Marty is a very positive person, and that's why I like talking to him, and that's why I had to turn my head to Marty.
Candy. I hate candy. Like, I'm talking about like suckers, and I just, having kids, I despise that kind of stuff.
Peeps. There you go.
Did you like them when you were
kids? Yes.
When I was little.
I love Peeps.
I still love Peeps.
Nah, yeah, you got something wrong with
they
some crazy
They got some Rice
people.
Krispie Treat Peeps.
Whoa. That is not a Peep.
That is not a Peep.
No, a Peep is that little marshmallow
with sugar on
it.
Dude,
I'm not a big fan of marshmallows anyway.
I would decimate some Peeps.
Love them.
No, don't be telling me a Rice Krispie Treat in the shape of a rabbit's a Peep, because that is not a Peep.
I will be on a Peep like Israel on Gaza.
Terrible. You didn't come up with that on your own either, did you?
Yeah, I did.
That's pretty. Boy, he got some one-liners. He did
today.
Tonight.
He's getting all the good ones.
So, yeah.
It must have been that Sazerac
Rye. Y'all be saying it's a. Y'all be have the people protest against me.
Yeah.
Peep lives matter.
But I like these types of peeps, though. These are my peeps.
Our peeps.
These are our peeps.
But I don't eat you guys, so.
You know what I don't like? That what? I used to like? Old vehicles? Because you got to work on them some guns. All
you
the
ain't
time.
Lying. You know
I like other people's old vehicles.
Yeah,
you yeah, I like
that looks
look
nice.
At them.
That looks nice. Looks like you like
how about this? Anything that needs a lot of work?
Yeah,
I'd be like,
I'm out. Old houses.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah. Your old house is awesome. I look at it when you get it done. I come out and look at it.
Yeah,
I gotta say
one. My house looks old now.
I gotta say one. All right. That's nothing against anybody in this room.
Uh oh. Why does he look at Marty again?
It's not Marty. This is more related to.
He don't like Marty.
This is tea.
He like Marty when he's young.
But,
uh-oh,
here it comes. I don't like swimming. I don't.
Why would T be offended?
He's got a pool.
What? He ain't a pool, though.
I don't get into that much.
I do like to hang out by the pool or sit in. I like to
sit in
it. I like playing
volleyball.
I like playing volleyball.
Okay, so you're talking about the actual act of swimming.
Well, who does? We're lazy and fat. No.
It takes a lot of energy.
Now, if I'm swimming, because I'm trying to get
I
Get
don't
somewhere.
Remember the last time I've actually swam.
That's what, I don't like swimming. When I was a kid, I was like, oh, let's go. Well, and I swim.
Oh, really?
I used to go to creeks. I get in creeks and see if I could swim up the creek, you know, as far as I could go down, you know, with the little waterfalls coming
down.
Oh,
you're talking about like really swimming.
Really swimming. I used to like swimming.
I ain't never been no competition swimmer.
Yeah, well, either was I, but I competed
with
myself. You competed against Mother Nature.
I didn't like swimming like that.
You competed against the current, against Mother Nature.
Yeah. But I always, like, now when I try to, like, swim real hard, I get, like, cramps.
You can't swim with one hand.
No. No. But other than that, I like to sit in the grotto.
Well, okay.
Like
that's
there you go.
I just don't want to offend anybody
I'm with
here.
You there. No, you ain't going to offend me.
Well,
I don't know if sitting in a grotto is a thing. I like it.
But that's not swimming, though. That's just sitting in the water.
It's I like being in water.
I do.
Call
I
it
do,
swimming.
Too.
You can call it swimming.
Yeah. So let me ask you. So we'll all get a pool and hang out and stuff. Will we all get a shower together and hang out? Would that be gay or what?
No, I ain't hanging out. If
the shower's big enough, we got our clothes on, that'd be all right.
We'd be hanging.
I don't know if I want to get a shower with y'all.
We'd be hanging in.
No, I don't care how big a shower is.
I believe Gary and I could shower together.
We're too old to play sports.
We'll sit in a hot tub together. I sit in the shower with y'all.
No, I ain't getting in the shower with y'all.
Y'all are weird.
We got to be careful in that hot tub, though. It gets overfilled when we get in it.
Yeah,
I do love a hot tub. Oh. I mean, we would do the show from hot tub.
I got to tell you what, don't drink in a hot tub. We figure that out pretty quick.
I think I've never been in a hot tub without drinking.
Oh, man. In 15 minutes in that hot, it may have been too hot in that hot tub, but the alcohol was really flowing.
Well, by the time we all got, this is when we all went to Gatlinburg.
Man.
There wasn't a whole lot of water left in it, some bitch, by the time we got in it. We got out, it was down to like this much water.
That's how, look, it's just me getting in and out. It's about like that when I go. They normally have a water hose running in it, cool it off.
I was thinking about something today.
What did you think?
Talking about sort of overrated things.
Yeah.
Overrated food. This may hurt some more feelings today. I'm just going to get it all out.
You're just hurting everybody.
I'm hurting everybody today.
You like I'm preaching. I'm stepping on toes today.
I'm going to step on some toes. I'm going to hurt some feelers up in here today. Another overrated thing, crawfish. I don't like crawfish.
I love crawfish.
I like the crawfish boil. Right,
I'm going to tell you something.
I eat crawfish.
I love the shrimp in the crawfish.
I've never had a shrimp.
That's right.
I'll eat crawfish once I'm done.
That's right.
It's not like I go out looking for it.
Oh, no. So, like, I'll eat about a pound or two, but I like the fixings as much as I do.
I love the fixings way more.
I don't go searching.
No, I like crawfish.
I would much rather have ribs, probably.
Yes.
I love crawfish.
I love the shrimp and the crawfish.
I like crawfish, but if you had crawfish and shrimp, shrimp's a lot easier.
It's easier, and it's good.
It's good.
Just crawfish, a lot of work.
I went to one, you saw the video.
Yeah,
my brother and his.
It was pretty good. Crawfish.
They were good. They were cooked well. They were
like
small.
Them. I don't not like them,
they were
good.
It's just a lot of work for a little bitty piece of meat.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, they got crawfish type thing. You know.
Oh, it is for me.
Like I've put
down, like I said, I like the fixings with it as much as I do the crawfish.
I mean, I almost put it on the same level as crab legs for me. But crab legs give you a little bit more meat. That's why I like it a little bit better.
I'd rather have crawfish than crab legs.
Oh,
Hell no.
You ain't gone to the dog track, have you?
We need to go out there.
I was going to say, as he said that, my mouth started watering.
We need to go out there this weekend.
Boy, them crab legs out there, they good over there, boys. There's some good crab legs.
They good, but I'd still rather have something else because it just takes too much work.
Look, my stepbrother, Big B, I said he'll take crab legs and break them apart. He'll do it like he's shooting a spitball.
Blow it out.
Here you go.
And catch it.
Catch the other end.
That's a damn good idea.
Damn, I'd hate to set a cross wrong.
I would.
Look, if you ever look up and get them king crab legs, they split down the middle.
Oh, my God.
Nah, but they'll murder your hands.
They don't even do that no more.
They don't do that. Oh, my God.
I got to bounce, too.
I ain't got nothing else anyway.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right, little short part show, words. Yeah, hold on, let me get up here and find this.
Boy's got a baseball price, so I think everybody's about wrapped up too. So
yeah, I knew this was gonna be kind of short. Hold on, give me a minute. Let me play this out. I got Gary saying for Gary, part word.
I don't want to hurt no one else's feelings today, but I want you all to have a great week this week. We'll catch you later. Catch you on the flip side.
Father Fort Berry.
Look, give me them tails over legs all day every day.
The riverside. I'll take 10 pounds of shrimp over.
30 pounds.
That's my guy.
I'll take a 20-ounce ribeye over all of it, boys and girls. Thank y'all for dropping in. Don't forget to hit the like button. Go subscribe to us. Tell your friends about us. Hate us, love us. We don't give a
damn. Hit it three times.
Hit that mark three times. Ding, ding, ding. Life in the patio. We out.
We gone.